This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Oh, Sammy, what a treat. Two of my favourite things when I head to San Diego is the jiu-jitsu scene, the gas lamp district, but when I'm in town, I love to hear a little bit of Switchfoot because they're locals. I dare you to mind. And joining us on the line is John from Switchfoot. How you doing, John?
I'm good. I'm here in San Diego right now, halfway around the world. Good to talk to you.
All right. San Diego's the place to be. Fantastic. Now, look, let's talk about your music because you are releasing a brand new album in January.
That's right. We have an 11th album as a band coming out in January.
11th album called Native Tongue. Look, tell us about Love, because Love seems to sit as a centerpiece for this album. Can you tell us a bit about your motivation for doing that?
Yeah, so this album came out of a strange time for us. We had decided as a band to, for the first time as a band, to take a hiatus and just be with our families. You know, after 10 albums, it felt like the right time to take a break. And at the same time, it's funny how sometimes you're chasing songs and other times the songs chase you. And this was one of those cases where even though we weren't trying to make an album, the album kind of chased us down. And it felt like it was inspired by the times we're in, where it feels like people have forgotten how to speak in a language of compassion, of kindness. It feels like these are binary times where we're polarized on one side or the other of an issue, when the reality is humanity can't be painted in red or blue, just two colors. You know, we have a myriad of colors within all of us, and this is an album that reminds, hopefully will remind everyone listening, that hatred and fear are not your native tongue. Love is your native tongue.
John, I mean, 11 albums in now, you've got a lot of songs under your belt as a band. Do you still find it pretty easy to write songs? I mean, where are you finding motivation these days?
Oh, man, songs come to me. We had like 100 songs for this album that we had to whittle down to 14. And so I'm always struck by how many songs are everywhere. There's a song under every rock, you know, every time I paddle out surfing, there's a song. Let's just hope it's not the Backstreet Boys or something, you know. you know, there's always music in my head, and I'd rather write the soundtrack than listen to someone else's.
I love that, man. Recently, you did a podcast with To Write Love on Her Arms, excuse me, a movement that I think has a really strong mental health focus. Why did you as a team kind of decide to partner up with them?
We have been partners with Jamie from To Write Love on Her Arms actually since day one.
Yeah.
It started out as this t-shirt, and as the way it played out, is they got their first box of t-shirts the night that we had a show in Florida. And so I was like, do you mind if I wear one on stage? So I was, I think, one of the first people to put one on. And I love the fact that they give a venue for people to talk about the truth, to tell the truth about their struggles, their addictions, their depression. I think that which is hidden is empowered, and this sets all of that into the light, allowing people to actually, you know, be set free of these things that torment us in the dark.
Yeah, I think for the longest time that it was never something that people were comfortable talking about. And like you say, it kind of ends up enslaving you. And I feel like by giving it that voice, you kind of set people free.
Right. That's the hope, right? I think music does the same thing for me. Music and surfing, you know, where it feels like you find an outlet for the darkness within, you know.
Mate, I remember I spent a few years in the States, and we'd go and do camps in Point Loma, and I'd look out over on the point there, and it was, you know, some of the most amazing sunsets and I'd ever seen. The funny thing was, I always knew San Diego for the jiu-jitsu scene, but obviously a massive surf culture there, and you guys do the Bro-Am every year. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, you know, I mean, talking about things that felt empowering to us as kids, surfing and music kept us sane, healthy, going in the right direction, you know, with a community that's built around those scenes. And so when we were actually flying back from Australia after our first kind of international tour,
yeah,
really excited to get home to San Diego, and we thought, man, what can we do to give thanks back to this town that we've received so much from? You know, what do we do to say thank you to this town and to pass it forward to the next generation? So we thought, well, let's use music and surfing, these two things that have been a part of our lives since the beginning. And so we hosted a benefit concert and surf contest right there on the beach, and it's been going for 13 years now and raised almost $2 million for kids in our area. And
wow,
it's all because of the community. You know, the community has really gotten behind it, and it's become something beautiful, much bigger than us, you know.
That's huge, John. Look, you've been making music for so many years. You've got a really profound platform. But what is it that you want to communicate to the world these days? Like, if you were to have one statement as your legacy of Switchfoot, what would it be?
Oh, man. I do think we're fortunate, looking over the songs that people want to hear us play, that they are songs of hope. We've decided that we play music because we believe hope deserves an anthem, and that's the voice we want to bring to the world.
Hmm. And would you say that's the same for you and your work on this world?
Yeah, I have three goals in my life. I want to be a great father, a great husband, and I want, the third one's a little bit of a cheat, but I want to reflect and receive the light and love that I've been given by my maker. And that I feel like that reflecting that light and love, you can do that in a myriad of ways, but one of them is through art, through music. And that's certainly my goal in that particular arena.
Well, John, man, we appreciate you for the last 20 years and all the amazing stuff that you've done, man. And thanks for taking the time to talk with us now. And in fact, we're actually going to spin the latest single from you, Native Tongue.
I love it. Hey, thanks for the honor of talking to you guys. Hope to see you guys in Australia soon. I love your country, and say hi to everybody for me.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.